Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
929, because the game is everywhere.
WCGC Atlanta and WCGC HD1.
An Intercom Communications Station.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Kia Studios. John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this very busy and news-filled Tuesday morning, we've already had a couple of big pieces of breaking news from the NFL in terms of free agency, and we'll get into that in just a couple of moments here. Let's begin, though, with the other big news of the day. That will be the start of the NCAA tournament tonight. The NCAA tournament begins the first of the first four games at 6:45 this evening. LIU Brooklyn against Radford. That's followed by St. Bonaventure and UCLA live from Dayton. And both of those games will be live on our sister station, WAOK, as the first four gets underway in the field of 68. Heads towards the Final Four in San Antonio, Texas this year. Reminder that, by the way, here in Atlanta, Hugh, we do have the South Region. The Sweet 16 is at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
So that gives us a chance to check out some of the action. That should be pretty exciting.
It's at Phillips Arena. Pardon me, check that. It's at Phillips Arena. Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I was about to say, boy, that's they're going to have a tough time packing that thing out. But they'll probably the last be able to
time,
do it.
Yeah, because I take that back. It's at Phillips. I guess right, because you'd have – I guess other events going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, right? I mean, it must just be a calendar thing. Because, I mean, the last time Sweet 16 was here was at the Georgia Dome, obviously.
Yeah, I got a text from some people at the stadium.
Okay.
It's at Phillips.
All right, it is going to be at Phillips. Sorry, I stand corrected. But anyway, they're still kind of cool. If Georgia State could somehow wind its way through the maze of having to play Cincinnati and having to get into the Sweet 16, which would be a first for Georgia State, guess what? They play here. They would play in Atlanta for the South Regional in the Sweet 16. Yesterday on their show, Dukes and Bell had a chance to talk with Georgia State head coach Ron Hunter about his making the tournament again, and they began by asking him about this team. Back in 2015, Georgia State made the tournament, beat Baylor in the opening round, upset Baylor in the opening round, and then lost to Xavier, and they asked Ron Hunter about this team versus that one.
Oh, I've said that all year. I've said it from day one. I think this team's deeper. You know, we don't have to rely just one way to beat you. We can do it on our defense. We got shooters around one of the best players in the country. We've thought that from day one, and I think RJ would even tell you that he's seen this team. I mean, this team is a really good team that no one talks about, and we know we get an opportunity now on a national stage to prove it.
DeMarcus Simons has been the star for you. Again, a kind of a tweener at 6'3", as we're talking to Ron Hunter on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He had an off night the other day against your rival in Georgia Southern, but the rest of the guys picked him up.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we've been able to do that. We've had guys off the bench. We've had five guys on our team that scored 20 more points at least one time. You rarely find that in college basketball on a team. And these guys, they like playing with each other. They're very unselfish. And, you know, you always hear that old cliche, next man up, but these guys play for each other. You know, DeMarcus, he didn't play well. And, you know, we continued. We had a freshman come in and play well. Isaiah Williams played well. And so, again, going into this game, we're playing a really good Cincinnati team, extremely well coached. But these guys are going to be ready to play. You know, we're going to have a chip on the shoulder. You know, I'm going to be ready, man. And so we're excited to be a part of it. Because trust me, the NCAA don't want many mid-majors in the tournament anyway. So while we're in it, we need to make some damage.
No doubt. Nashville, guys, make the trip up. Mike and I were just up there a month or so ago. It's a fun city. Quick trip up and go support Georgia State. Coach, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you the obvious question. Over the weekend, we hear Mark Fox gets let go at Georgia. We're asking for our listeners and the fans that listen to this program. Is there any interest from Ron Hunter? Is Georgia going to talk to Ron Hunter? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I got to ask the question, Coach.
And you know I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to say the same thing. It's a beautiful day outside, man. I cannot believe it's nice out. It's sunny. Then it starts to rain. No, but all seriousness, man, you guys know how I feel about it. I'm so concerned right now what's going on with Georgia State and how we feel about what we're doing. The rest of the stuff, take care of it, man. I don't get caught up in that. What I care about our kids. If I answer that question, to be honest with you, it's a disservice to the young men that I got to coach on Friday. And I'm really more interested in those guys.
Could you win at Georgia? Could you win at a bigger program like that?
First of all, I coached at IUPUI, and we took up to the NCAA tournament. If you can win at IUPUI, you can win anywhere. At the end of the day, a sign of a good coach is that you can take individuals and you can make them believe that they can win. It doesn't matter what school you're at. If you're coaching the Lakers, UCLA, or Duke, one of the great things about Mike Krzyzewski is it's not like they're complicated what they run, but those kids believe in them. If your kids have run through that wall for you and they believe in what you do, then you're going to win games, and that's what we've been able to do here. I took a job here, and they said you couldn't recruit Georgia. Who cares for Georgia? They said you couldn't win. We've done nothing but win. They said you couldn't win games in the NCAA tournament. We've done that. So, you know, again, it doesn't necessarily matter where you're at. It matters who's coaching your team.
It is his second trip in his 5 years at Georgia State to the NCAA tournament, which, I mean, that speaks for itself. Ron, I know we won't put words in your mouth, but for what it's worth, a lot of fans have been texting us, talking to us, saying that they hope that Georgia reaches out to you. And I know, as you said, you got matter at hand. His first thing, he's taking on the Bearcats. All right, talk about your offensive style, man. What do you tell the guys? Just be loosey-goosey? You're playing with house money in this first round?
No, we play the way, you know, we've been playing all year. Again, you know, we're playing a team that's got we have a lot of respect for. They're a really good team, but we're a good team also, and we're not going to change what we do. We're going to play extremely hard, and if we're going to win a game, we're going to win it like we did at Baylor. It's going to be on the defensive end. We feel like we're one of the best defensive teams in the country, and we got to go out and prove it. So we're not going to go try to trick them or do anything different. We're going to go out and play. And, you know, when the ball goes up, again, I'm going to have our guys ready to play.
That is Ron Hunter from Dukes of Bell yesterday. Some of the interesting insights as we break down the headlines. Georgia State taking on Cincinnati, Mick Cronin, Cincinnati Bearcats, 2:00 Eastern time in Nashville on Friday. Cincinnati, one of the best defensive teams in the nation, and Georgia State will have DeMarcus Simons and company have their hands full in this game against the number 2 seed.
Yeah, but I like the way Coach talking. I like his bravado. He was like, hey, if you can win here, you can win anywhere. You can win anywhere if you're a good coach. It sounded like he was on a little bit of a job interview. Didn't really come out and say anything, you know, definitive, but I think if they called, he would definitely answer the phone.
Well, you've been a coach for, 23 years now at IUPUI, otherwise known as Ooey Pooey, and Georgia State probably deserves a shot at the big time. I mean, taking both schools to the NCAA tournament, been there multiple times with small schools. I mean, when he was first coach at IUPUI, they were an NAIA school, and he took them to the big time. So, you know, credit to Ron Hunter. Best of luck. Again, second year that we've – the last 2 years we've had only one team make the NCAA tournament out of this state. That would be Georgia State this year. And so the Panthers are back in, and they carry the whole banner for the state as they take on Cincinnati again. That's a 2:00 Eastern time tip on Friday. Some of the other headlines this morning as we roll through the day, we have the NCAA tournament and the NIT. There's a big controversy going on in the NCAA tournament right now. The commissioner of the Pac-12, Larry Scott, coming out blasting the tournament committee. They are really hot about USC not being in the tournament, and USC's head coach, Andy Enfield, is talking about the fact that he was left out.
Our team is very disappointed we did not get in the NCAA tournament. We came in second in the Pac-12, a major conference. We then went to the championship game, lost a heartbreaker to Arizona. Our RPI is 34 in the nation, which is the highest RPI to never make the NCAA tournament. Our strength of schedule is 37, which is extremely tough. That's a much tougher schedule than a lot of teams that are in the tournament. Our RPI at 34, there are teams in the tournament that have RPIs in the 60s and 70s. We have 11 wins away from home. Supposedly, road wins and neutral wins were valued. We have 11, including a lot of quad one and quad two wins. If all that matters is the quality of your best win or two on your schedule, then we shouldn't even play and just set the field in December after the out-of-conference was complete. It basically discredited our entire league schedule. And no matter what we or some of the other teams in our league did during the Pac-12 or the conference tournament, did not obviously matter.
All right, Charles Barkley was right. I mean, this Oklahoma controversy, Oklahoma winning 2 of its last 10 games, USC left on the sidelines. St. Mary's was 28-5U, ranked in the top 25. St. Mary's was ranked in the top 25 in the final poll of the top 25, left out of the field of 68.
You know, one thing I didn't notice yesterday when I was going through the notes about the top 5 teams that were snubbed from this, 3 of them are under the NCAA investigation, under the FBI investigation, and USC happens to be one of them. Mm. And I know that the committee came out and said that they did not hold that against them. But when you start talking about some of these teams that people feel like they were being snubbed, like
Louisville,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Louisville and Oklahoma State. You're looking at them and saying, maybe that did have something to do with it. Maybe it did. You just don't know. But it was kind of ironic that was one of the nuggets that I missed yesterday when I was looking through the notes, is that they're under investigation.
Well, there's certainly a thing where the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee is under a lot of fire as the tournament begins tonight. Again, both the first two games are going to be on our sister station, WAOK, beginning at 6:45 this evening. Also among the headlines today, brought to you by Shane Company, blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shanko. Shanko is your friend in the jewelry business. Tonight, the Atlanta Hawks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Our coverage begins at 7 with the pregame show tip at 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. Oklahoma City going for another win, and Russell Westbrook going for another triple-double. It would be his 100th triple-double of his career. But the Hawks come into this game all banged up. No Kemp Bazemore. He's out for the year. We don't know if Dennis Schroeder's going to play with his bad elbow. Bembry's dinged up. And we'll talk with Travis Schlenk in about 12 minutes. John Collins, for his part, talking about, what can you do going down the stretch except try and make every game count for something.
We're in this really little bit of a tough spot. A couple guys injured, trying to get the younger guys some court time. So you just want to build big, good habits and have a good feeling going into the summer and try to build that and take it into the next year. But as for right now, just trying to get better.
I guess it's either looking really good or looking really bad, depending on whether you're a ping pong person or not, about the Atlanta Hawks.
And this is the thing, I feel bad that I'm going to say this, but I mean it with all due respect. It's kind of a good thing. You never want one of your players get hurt. Kent Bazemore is out for the rest of the season. Pray that he has a speedy recovery. But when you start talking about positioning and ping pong balls that matter, then that's probably a good thing. Let some more young guys play and get them out there and just give them that experience. That's how I'm kind of looking at it right now. This might be a blessing in disguise, to be totally honest, especially when you're coming down to the wire of so many teams in that tight race for those ping pong balls.
And I'm starting to see more and more people say that DeAndre Ayton, the big 7'2 center out of Arizona, who was caught and embroiled in all that controversy, they're starting to really take a fine-tooth comb and look at him. And some of the big experts in the NBA are saying that DeAndre Ayton is a transformative player, that he's going to be a superstar in the NBA with that number one pick. All right, here's a chance for you to be a superstar around all your people because you can win some money this morning.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
Bolt. B-O-L-T. B as in boy. Bolt.
Bolt. Bolt.
Are you as fast as Usain Bolt?
That would be a no, Ghost Rider. That would be a no.
You have to 859 to text the word Bolt, B-O-L-T. 272-881. Don't text and drive. Just pull over to the racetrack and then go in and get a coffee and something. Text Bolt to 72881. A message and data rates may apply. We want you to win $1,000 in the national signing bonus by texting the word Bolt, B as in boy, O-L-T, to 72881.
Yes, and we have a Twitter poll question this morning. We were having a little fun with it. And I know that you pointed out a little earlier, John, that you would have been a bookie. But you weren't about you were about that life, but you kind of turned your life over. You didn't want to become a bookie anymore. So the Twitter poll question this morning is: if John Frickie was a bookie, would you pay him back his money? Asking for a friend. Hashtag asking for a friend.
Is anybody
and
voted
right now?
Yes?
43 people voted, and it's 74% no, 26% yes.
26% would pay me back.
Yes.
Well, I'm surprised by that number.
God bless them.
Thank you.
No, and somebody said they would only pay you back because they would feel bad and would not want to take food away from your family. Not because I think he'd break my legs. he said he'll feel bad for you.
I don't think he'd break anybody's legs.
And my man
legs.
James said, nah. He said, middle finger, nah.
Nah. Nah. What was it from Team America? If you don't do this, I will write a letter.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, I just can't, like the bookies that I've come in contact with in my life, those are cats, they're about their paper route. And they'll let you know
yes,
in a heartbeat. They are about their paper route.
Can't see
and
John
I just
on
can't
that
see
paper
you
route
being
like
about
that.
Your paper. Like, John, hey, you're having a little bit of trouble? Okay. Just get it to me when you can. Bookies can't work like that. They don't work like
give
that.
Give it to me when you
hey,
can.
You know what? I know you're falling on hard times. Hey, Just give it to me when you get a chance to.
Sure, double or nothing. Sure, double or nothing. Sure, double or nothing.
And then he say, as a matter of fact, I want to place another bet.
but don't most bookies roll up with a driver in like a black Lincoln or something? John gonna roll up in like a white Ford Taurus driving himself, getting out. Oh, you're in really, really deep. You got my money?
You in really, really deep, bro? Really?
Yo. That was y'all funny. Tripping in here, man.
But, you know, you could be like the office bookie. The office bookie is okay because then you just shame everybody.
I've never aspired to be a bookie. But most people that I know that have dealt with bookies in the past, they've gotten dealt with if they didn't get the bookie their money. And most of them hide. Like, they hide from the bookie because they know the bookie about their life. Bookie coming in, if you have all his money, you got a big old problem.
Most bookies are pretty slimy, too. And you got to wear a gold chain. So you don't have a chain yet, John. So you're going to have to go get one of those.
You got to get your chain game up.
Okay. All right. I'm not about that life anymore. I'm just about getting up early and coming in and talking to all you guys. That's pretty much what I do. We'll talk with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. There may be nobody in America who has seen more big basketball teams, college basketball teams in person than Travis Schlenk. Given his million-mile deal, I'm going to have to ask him what he thinks about the NCAA tournament and about his battered Hawks. He'll join us live next as we continue on The Morning Show.
Face it. If you could have cocktails with your lunch, you would. Consider this show your ticket to not losing your job.
Johnny, my boy.
We got matching shirts. It was kind of weird.
No job.
No. No.
Rick and John. Middays from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
It is The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Getting ready for the NCAA tournament tonight. Again, the first two games are going to be live on our sister station, WAOK.
Play-ins.
The LIU Brooklyn Blackbirds against Radford. That's at 6:45. And St. Bonaventure. The Bonnies of St. Bonaventure against UCLA at 9:15. And that was actually a I know I mentioned it earlier in the show. Way back in the day, I was a young man. I was a kid. St. Bonaventure played UCLA for the national championship. Lou Alcindor against Bob Lanier. The great Bob Lanier played at St. Bonaventure.
So you got a Jaybird against a Highlander, basically a swords-carrying individual, right? That's uh-huh. Radnor?
Right, right.
Interesting. Well, you know who I picked in that one.
Uh-huh. Slice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
a
I'm thinking.
For the birds.
Did you figure out, you know, a Bruin for UCLA, do you know what a Bonnie is? I know that the St. Bonaventure Bonnies, but
I just when I looked it up, uh-huh. I looked at it and I saw it. It was kind of like I thought about a person that churns butter, like Blue Bonnet. Listen, I ain't had time. Like some of these some of these mascots I fleshed out, and I got to tell you, there are some special mascots out there. There are some real, like, as a matter of fact, I'm probably gonna go into that a little bit later. But there are some special mascots out there that I think a lot of people are going to be surprised that they are actually mascots, and they're not going to believe me.
Well, if anybody's seen a lot of mascots this year, it is the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, who has been hither and yon as he has seen college basketball all over the country, and he joins us this morning live on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Trav, how you doing? Hey, where you been? Because we missed you last week, man.
Where was I last week? Last week was a busy week with all the conference tournaments. I was at the ACC tournament up in Brooklyn for a few days, St. Louis for the SEC tournament for a few days, and then I finished up down at Orlando at the American Conference tournament.
So it's safe to say, like, with all these tournaments over and the NCAA championship is about to start, the tournament games, you're still going to be doing a lot of traveling. So what's on your list? What's on your list first?
I'm going to hit a few tournaments this weekend. I'm going to head up to Pittsburgh for a day for that regional, and then Nashville, and then going to have to head all the way out to Boise, Idaho this week.
So it's like you're not going to watch any of these play-in games like coming up tonight? You're here for the –
No, we've got a member of our staff going up there tonight to watch those, but I'm not going to head up there.
You hear that, John?
Yep.
Ain't nobody up there important enough for Travis Link to go
exactly.
see.
Exactly.
Make sure you put that in the headline.
No, that's not true. If you guys remember, I just went to watch St. Bonaventure to Buffalo last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You did. Okay, I take it back. We were just trying to get some breaking news. We're trying to flesh it out.
All right, so Travis Link, general manager of the Hawks, joining us on the WayForward.com hotline live this morning with John and Hugh. Since you have seen, how many would you say? Let's stop. Start here. How many of these number one seeds have you seen in person? All of them?
All of them except Virginia. I have not seen Virginia live.
All right. So you have seen, you know, Kansas and Xavier and Cincinnati. I mean, you've seen everybody who's everybody, right? So if I'm filling out my bracket, you've seen these guys play live. Travis Schlenk. You're my expert here. Tell me who you like in this tournament.
I'm still working. If I knew who was going to win, I'd be living in Vegas making money every year, so I'm still working. So I don't know if you want my advice.
Yeah, we want your advice. You're not ducking this. Come on now. You see them in person. Give me some insight here. I mean, do you see like the – I know you haven't seen Virginia, but like, you know, Cincinnati team that plays great defense versus Arizona with its height and the backcourt of a hot player like a Colin Sexton in Alabama. Is there a team that you like in this tournament you think is starting to peak right now?
Traditionally I'd go with the teams with the best guards. When you get into this environment, guard play is so important. You look at a team like Villanova who's got, you know, a veteran team. A lot of the guys on that team 2 years ago, you know, won the national championship. Really solid point guard play. So, you know, I'd like a team like that. You know, Virginia just controls pace. They're so good defensively. So they're a team that obviously that I would like. I get nervous. I've seen Kansas play, you know, probably three or four times throughout the year. And every time I see them, I can't believe they're ranked as high as they are because they just don't have a ton of depth. So I would be leery of them. Duke has a ton of talent, but, you know, defensively they really struggle. But, you know, at any given time, you know, just from a talent standpoint, you know, Kentucky is another team that has a ton of talent that struggled throughout the year. But obviously they made a run in the SEC tournament to win that. So it's tough. A dark horse, a team that I've seen that would be a dark horse that who would that be? Who do I think is good? This is a hard question for me, John, man.
How about like an Auburn, Purdue? Could you look at somebody out of the Big 12, for example? Is there somebody who's better than you think they are? People, for example, Travis, people keep expecting things out of certain teams that never deliver. Texas A&M is one of them. I mean, one and done in the SEC tournament. Everybody says they've got the talent to make a deep run to the Final Four, and they never do.
Yeah, they had a rough year there. I think they came in ranked in the top 10 at the start of the year, and they just never put it together. I'm going to give you the Michigan Wolverines as my dark horse. They made a run in the Big Ten and won the Big Ten tournament. They have good guard play. They space the floor. They have a big guy inside who plays well. So that'll be my dark horse. So they'll probably get upset in the first round is what we just are.
Do you actually fill out a bracket, Travis?
I used to. I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I used to.
Speaking of the brackets, as every year, there are always teams that get snubbed, but one of the teams that got snubbed this year was USC. You look at their record, and their, what's it called, the RPI or BPI, whatever they call it. Do you think they got a legitimate gripe this year for not being in the tournament?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they're one of the teams I think that had a legitimate gripe. But like you said, you know, every year there's going to be teams that, you know, feel like they should have been in or you know, should be in. And there's going to be teams in there that they feel like shouldn't be in. It's just, that's the hard part when you're trying to pick, you know, 64, I guess 68 teams now. There's always going to be teams 60, 69, 70 that have just as much an argument as the teams, you know, that were 66, 67, 68.
We're, of course, leaning on Travis Schlenk, who's the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, only because he's seen all these teams in person. But let's get to your team. Quick question about the Atlanta Hawks for tonight, playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. Travis, do you need Hugh and I to come suit up? Because you got, like, nobody left.
No, Travis, you ain't about to get no work from me. You can John will go out there and play, but I can't give it to you.
Yeah, we're a little banged up now.
A little?
Yeah, I think we've got five guys down. You know, Bage had a scare Sunday in the game. We got lucky with it, actually. You know, when he first went down, the doctor said, well, it's either his ACL or hopefully a bone bruise. And we got lucky, and it's just a bone bruise, but there's some swelling in there. And, you know, those sort of injuries, you know, take 3 or 4 weeks, just kind of depending. And obviously with about 3 or 4 weeks of the season, we decided it was best for Bays just to have him, you know, start getting his body healthy and getting ready for the long season we're going to have next year. You know, Malcolm Delaney's dealing with his foot injury. We've got a couple guys with sprained ankles. You know, obviously Jalen Morris just signed a second 10-day with us Sunday morning, and he goes out there and has never sprained his ankle and, you know, sprained it pretty good. So he's probably going to be out the next 10 days of his contract. So it's a tough break for that kid. You know, he was going to have an opportunity to play. You know, it's one of the feel-good stories of the league, a kid that played Division II basketball. You know, went to the open tryout to the G League and found himself playing an NBA game. So, you know, I feel bad for him. But, you know, when guys go down, it opens up opportunities for another guy. So we're going to call another guy out of the G League now. You know, he'll be here today. Damian Lee will play with us. So we're just going to keep plugging away here.
Torian had 38 the other night against the Bulls the other day on Sunday. Does he have it in his game to be that kind of guy, to, as he grows as a player, to take over games?
Well, you know, as we've talked about all year long, one of the things that I've been really impressed with Torian really all year long is his ability to make shots. You know, when he's got his feet set and he just catches and shoots, I have a lot of confidence that it's going to go in. And, you know, what we've seen him work on this year is, you know, his dribble game, his ability to put the ball on the floor and make plays in the lane, not only for himself but with others. And, you know, he's getting better at that. So once he adds that piece to it, I think he will see – he does have the ability to have some big scoring nights, especially when he gets hot from three like he did the other night.
Travis Link joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we look ahead to the Hawks in Oklahoma City, and we look forward to the game and our big game coming up, of course, with the Unity game on Thursday night,
Unity.
Travis, against the Charlotte Hornets, where we're going to Hawks.com/Unity for tickets. We're all going to be down there, so it should be a lot of fun for us.
Oh, no, you guys will have a great time. I will be in Pittsburgh that day, but I hope we have a great turnout to support the team and support the cause of Unity as well.
And thanks much, Travis. Do appreciate it.
You the man, Travis. Have a good one. Safe travels.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Travis Link joining us on 92.9 The Game. As we continue, we venture into that and careen into that area known as Hughes World.
Yes. Well, I'll give you the – how did I got to my picks? Well, you already know how I got to my picks, but I found something interesting that I'm going to tell you about on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get your sports fix anywhere. On demand. Beyond live streaming.
It's on demand.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
What does that mean?
And if you don't know how to use those...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll switch you to communications.
Ask your kids. The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking... it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh.
I promise I'm gonna get to the story that I'm gonna talk about, but I just want to take this time to say RIP to Craig Mack. He passed away today. Craig Mack was one of the founding members of Bad Boy. Matter of fact, he had the song "It's Like You in the Blab." Yeah, that was like banging back in the day. So he passed today. RIP to Craig Mack. And just to give you a little shout out on the poll that we have, the John Fricky poll, where I asked the question, if John Fricky was bookie, would you pay him back his money? 25% says yes.
Wow.
75% says no. But you know what, John? I don't look at this as an L. It's because people know you're a nice person. You're a genuinely nice person. And they just can't see you being that kind of guy. Because bookies, like, when people think of bookies, they think of, like, mean people. And you're not that person. So I think that's a testament to show that people, like, they like you and, like, you're a cool person.
You're a good man. I'm making money on it because I made book on it. I voted no.
Is that right? Hey, smart man.
You wouldn't even give yourself the money back, John.
No, John.
I'm covering my bet, okay?
John just wanted to vote with the masses. So
you know, I'm not going to reveal my bracket until it's time to reveal the bracket.
next hour.
Yes, but going through my bracket last night, I had the most fun picking out, you know, the different people who would win fights because I had to pick my mascots.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I use what we like to call here Google to find some of these mascots because I wasn't that familiar with them. So, for my bracket, let me just get my bracket and let you know. I was filling out my bracket. And so, towards the bottom, there was a Rhode Island against Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm looking and I'm like, okay, I know what Oklahoma is. It's a Sooner. It's like a dude in a rant. It's like in a little
carriage. Yeah.
Yeah. So, unbeknownst to me, I type in Rhode Island School of Design because I'm trying to figure out what the Rhode Island's mascot is.
Okay.
So, moms, dads, I need you to follow me for a minute because this is a real thing. The Rhode Island School of Design's mascot name is Scrody.
Why?
No.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
It's not. No, it's not. No.
Listen, I cannot make this up. I swear to you.
Are you pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, and I'm in whatever you're thinking about is exactly what it is.
No.
Like I promise you, because I'm sitting there, right?
Scrody, S-C-R-O-T-I-E.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like, who in their right mind allowed these folks to make this their mascot?
Did you pick them to advance?
No, I did not. I did not because I'm like, a Scrody against the Sooner? He's in a bad spot.
Well, that's
because he get ran over.
We don't have any URI fans.
Huge word choices.
What? He's in a bad spot? Okay, fine.
It's we'll the wrong, you know. But just so we don't have it, so we don't have any URI fans.
Oh
yes,
gosh,
we know that
is.
The Rhode Island's the Rams. But
no, but I'm telling you, I must have typed it wrong. But it prompted me to Google the 10 weirdest.
But what does it look like?
It looks like what you think it looks like.
No, it's not.
Yes,
that's not real.
Well, I don't know.
Follow me, children.
Be careful at work today before Googling. I would just say be careful at work before Googling the Rhode Island School
not,
Design mascot.
This
is not safe
for work.
Okay, fine. Now, this prompts me to start using Google to find the 10 weirdest mascots in the country.
Oh, boy.
And I only picked out the best because the audience deserves the best. Coming in at number two is Gray's Harbor College, and it's Charlie the Choker.
What?
Yes. Charlie's standing there with a buzz cut with a rope in his hand. His name is Charlie the Choker. And this school is in, what is it, in Northern Washington?
Oh, boy.
Northern Washington. Washington, yes. Charlie the Choker. That's the Grays Harbor mascot. Coming in at number two at Evergreen State College is Speedy the Geoduck. And if you know what a geoduck is, it's like a clam that doesn't fit all the way into the shell.
It
looks really weird.
They do that on the cooking show they always do. Like, you know, they throw it at you, the chopped. You got to do gooey duck or whatever they call
that
it.
One's
yeah,
bad.
And this is number coming in at number four. Strong number four is University of California, Santa Cruz, Sammy the Banana Slug. Now, before I googled, I never knew
what a banana slug was. I know what he looks like.
I don't know what a banana slug is. I don't know what that is.
What school is this for?
That is University of California, Santa Cruz.
Yeah, the banana slugs.
This is another good one.
Wasn't that on his shirt from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes,
is that what it was? Okay. Here's another one. Scottsdale Community College. Artie the Fighting Artichoke.
Oh, artichokes. I bet, in fact, I have two big artichokes in my fridge right now. Huge ones.
Okay, here's another. This one's kind of close to us. North Carolina School of Arts. The Fighting Pickle.
That's awesome.
The Fighting Pickle.
I want a
go
shirt.
Pickles,
don't you have
go.
That shirt, Hugh?
The Fighting
no, I don't
Pickle.
I don't have that shirt, but it might be.
You have a pickle on
your
shirt.
Yeah, a pickle.
I want a Fighting Pickle
no,
shirt.
No, this is probably. Listen, and when I saw this one. This made me think of Bo. Not in a bad way, but it just, you know, because I know Bo likes his adult beverages. Dartmouth Keggy the Keg is basically a keg of beer or a keg. That's their mascot is a keg. Oh, but this is by far.
Oh, that's cool.
My favorite. This is my favorite because I had a teammate that we used to call this.
Okay.
California State University, Long Beach. Can anybody guess what their nickname is?
Well, they're the 49ers.
I think I know this one.
California State University?
Oh, well, but their baseball team has a separate nickname, and it's the because the school's the 49ers, but the baseball team has its own nickname. And it is what?
You want to take it, John?
Go ahead. No, I don't remember. What was it?
The dirt bags.
It's the dirt bags. That's right.
That's right.
The dirt bags.
Listen, that's right.
That is the best name.
That is one of the best nicknames. I had a teammate who was called Dirtbag. That's one of the best nicknames ever, Dirtbag. Because it just you know, sums up you as a person. You're Dirtbag.
Right.
They have the name the Dirtbag.
But you know what? They've won that. Did they win a national title? They've been to the College World Series many times.
Yes,
the
Dirtbags.
They've got a good baseball program.
Top two weird mascots. Mine are Scrody and the Choker.
Scrody is number one. That one's number one.
I can't even believe that's real.
Charlie the Choker.
That's not okay.
I can't even believe it's real. That they would allow him to do that.
And the Geoduck. That was kind of weird, too. Fighting artichokes.
I like artichokes. With me on artichokes? Anybody on the show with me on artichokes?
You were supposed to grill some, weren't you, John?
He did. He gave him the Wendy.
Right. I remember now.
He didn't give you none of that.
I thought I gave you an artichoke. I didn't give you one.
No, I didn't want it because I asked you for it, and then Wendy.
Can I have an artichoke?
Yes, Wendy, I have them for you.
Yeah, I'm cool on you, John.
All right,
Sounds personal.
It is.
Y'all's minutes running up. Let's go.
Oh, now you talking about minutes running up because you're not talking. Stop.
The NFL, a lot of breaking news. There's even more breaking news. The Chiefs have made another acquisition this morning. According to the reports, we'll have that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.